At the SQL Server 2008 R2 launch event on the 21st of April 2010 in Neuss, Germany, I had the chance for a short interview with Donald Farmer, Principal Product Manager SQL Server at Microsoft. This interview is presented by Robert Panther Computing and available online at www.panthercomputing.de. The German translation of the interview will be published in the German.net magazine, issue 7/2010. Okay, so thank you, Donald, for taking the time for some questions. First, can you introduce yourself and your role you play in Microsoft and in conjunction with SQL Server?
For sure, yes. So I'm Donald Farmer, and I work on the SQL Server Business Intelligence Management Team. And my role there is to work with key customers, like our most important customers and our most important partners, and also with industry analysts. And what I do there is I work on the engineering side and try to make sure that these customers and partners and analysts really understand what we're doing technically, and then also to give them any technical help that they need. And the other side of that, I take the information from them and feed that back to the product team so that we can get the best feedback into the products and make the products better.
Okay, thank you. And you've just been to the Visual Studio 2010 launch event. I read on the web in Las Vegas,
right,
just a week ago. How did you manage to get here with all those traffic problems and flight cancellations?
That's right. I was at a Visual Studio launch event. I did a keynote there. I left Las Vegas at 10 o'clock at night. I got into Seattle at 1 o'clock in the morning. I left at 6 o'clock for London. My plane stopped in London and didn't go any further because of the volcano.
Okay.
I stayed in London for a couple of days. I did one event virtually using live meeting to 200 people in Portugal. And then I jumped on a train and got to Paris. Then I jumped in a car and drove to Munich, did a press conference, then took two trains to get here. And here I am.
Wow, that's quite some effort. So, what do you think about the PaaS conference in general, the PaaS as a group in general, and this conference in special?
PaaS is just a great organization for SQL Server because it's driven by the community itself. That's quite unique. And this is, if you like, our major SQL Server conference, especially in Europe. And yet, it's mostly driven by the community themselves. They decide on the agenda. They build the agenda. They invite the speakers. They manage it. And that's actually it's very unique, but it also so it gives a great feel to the conference. The other thing about PaaS is that it's very focused on people sharing their best practices and the things that they have learned.
Mm-hmm.
And we like that because it's not just for us a marketing conference where we try and interest you in our products and sell things. A lot of these people already know the products really well and they're sharing their own practices. So we actually learn a lot from PaaS too. It's not just Microsoft educating customers, but Microsoft learning from customers.
And coming to SQL Server 2008 R2, who in your opinion should switch to SQL Server R2 release? Every customer using SQL 2008 now, or does it make also sense to switch for users without needing special BI or high performance stuff?
That's an interesting question because with 2008 R2, we've added a whole range of features, especially around business intelligence and some new capabilities such as master data and Stream Insight, which is our complex event processing. So it's tempting, I think, for people to say, well, I don't really need this because I don't need those new features. But they would be forgetting that we also added new management features. In particular, features around security and features around the what we call multi-server application management, which makes it much easier to manage multiple servers. Just I can manage all my servers with a single command, and also then if I'm deploying applications, data tier applications, I can deploy them more easily with 2008 R2. So I expect everyone has a need for it in this new release, and it has value for really all our users.
Okay, and which of those features are the most important in your opinion?
I think the most important one is the one that I worked on, which is the product we call Power Pivot. And I think joking aside, I think the reason it's most important because it really changes the world of business intelligence. It now gives business intelligence tools to any Excel user. And Excel has 500 million users in the world. So already we have customers who are, you know, implementing PowerPivot for tens of thousands of users in their organization. Nobody else can do that in BI, so it's very unique for us to be able to do that. That's why I think that's the most important one. It really changes the world of BI.
Okay, and how does SQL Azure fit in this scenario with a new SQL 2008 R2 release?
SQL Azure is what we call part of the wave of SQL Server 2008 R2, which is, it's not necessarily part of the core application, but it comes out this year and it's part of the sequence of events around SQL Server. So we have SQL Server 2008 R2, we have Azure, and we have Parallel Data Warehouse, which will ship later in the year. And the thing about that that's interesting is now we have SQL Server on mobile, we have it on desktop, we have it on server, we have it in data center, we have it on the largest data warehouses of hundreds of terabytes, and we have it on the cloud. And it has one set of tools, one set of administration tools, one set of development tools. It's very unique, one query language across all those platforms. So Azure fits in there really well. It adds that completely different dimension to it. And it is the first relational database on the cloud. So people building cloud applications can now do real data work, where previously they were stuck with kind of fairly flat stores and complex programming. Now they can use traditional database techniques on the cloud.
Mm-hmm. And are there also any new features for... I have to ask this question because I'm an author of an Express Edition book. Any new features concerning the Express Edition?
In 2008 R2, there's no features specifically targeted at Express. We don't want to leave Express users out of that, but Express is essentially a very core database function. It's really just not much more than the database. And R2 is mostly about the features and tools that surround the database. So there's not much for the Express user in there.
Okay. That's a pity, but going even lower in the chain of products, will there also be a new SQL Server Compact in future? Or in future, hopefully, but in the next months?
Well, we're planning the future versions of SQL Server right now. Literally, when I go back to Redmond after this conference, we'll be wrapping up the kind of final feature sets for the future. And that'll involve, you know, all the new features and also the directions of the products. And we'll be talking about that publicly around about summer of this year, probably about June of this year. We'll be kind of giving all the public information about the directions of the products. Until then, I don't really want to say too much about, you know, where things are going and how they're changing.
Okay. I can imagine. And will there also be a Service Pack 2 for the old SQL Server 2008?
Well, we're always committed to the maintenance of our existing products, so we'll continue to ship service packs. I think the interesting thing about R2 is going to be that it essentially is, and because it's a refresh of SQL Server, and people who have software assurance, they can get R2 as part of software assurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I think there's just one last question. It's the Enterprise Edition. Ah, okay. The limitations in terms of processors and I think also memory is now limited in the Enterprise Edition due to the new, bigger release, the Parallel Data Warehouse Edition. What does Microsoft do to not frustrate users of Enterprise Edition or to motivate them to switch to R2 anyhow?
The new editions of SQL Server include not just Parallel Data Warehouse but also Data Center Edition. And they're kind of fairly similar, but one is targeted towards data warehousing in particular and is available through hardware partners as part of an appliance play. On the Data Center Edition, it's like Parallel Data Warehouse, but you can install it yourself. The way in which we structure this at the high end is actually not only driven by kind of licensing questions, but it's also what the users need themselves. Enterprise Edition scales up extremely well, but there's a point, and we were finding that point at around 32 terabytes, where it's not just about the database, it's also about the hardware, it's also about the storage, it's also about, you know, network-optimized I/O. And as a result, you know, our users actually benefit more from moving up to data center or to parallel data warehouse than they would if they just struggled to scale enterprise on their own without that. And you find that in almost every other database stack. You know, that there's a point at which it also becomes hardware is critical to that story. So that's why you see us following the same pattern.
Okay. Well, I think that's all from my point of view. Only if you have something you wanted to say about the product, which needs to be said to make this podcast complete.
Well, I think the thing that I would say about the product is that for us, 2008R2 really is quite a dramatic release. It's a release because one of the reasons it's dramatic is that the BI features in particular are really strong in this release. We haven't really done this before. BI and SQL Server have always been kind of as part of the same release, 2005, 2008, and so on. And now we've refreshed SQL Server in order to improve our BI story, and as many people have noticed, to align with Office 2010. And that tells you a lot about the way in which we see all our products working together. It's no longer just about SQL Server living in a standalone world. It lives in a world where Office and SharePoint are absolutely integral to the future of the SQL Server business, and SQL Server is integral to them. So you're starting to see a lot of alignment across all the products that Microsoft for our customers, and I think everybody benefits from that.
Okay, so one of the basic ideas, much tighter integration with the whole product line for Office products, database products. And
exactly so.
Okay, then thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. It's been great to speak with you.